Congratulations to Blair Stewart of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
Welcome back to Galesburg Live here on your Saturday morning. Tom Erdith, our guest this morning is Craig Hillier. He's a boys' head track and field coach at Galesburg High School. They had the Steve Kaufman Memorial Invitational last night at Knox College that the Three host. And we were talking a little bit about that meet and the coaching staff. And, of course, we talked a little bit about Craig Luptak, your jumps coach and assistant coach. And also, of course, Brad Gross is your sprints coach who's been with you for a few years. And, you know, it's nice, like you said, with track and field, not unlike football. With football, you've got an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator and everything. You got to have those guys that know their stuff in the other events because as a head coach, that's what kind of makes it tough at a small school sometimes that whether it's throws or jumps or sprints or distance, it's not that you don't know about all those things, but it's hard, you know, especially when it comes to practice, getting the guys where they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and it's been nice as far as a head coach of being able to trust those guys as assistant coaches, and really they're to me. They're head coaches. I mean, they really are as far as their events and those things. And, you know, if there's an issue, we'll talk about it and discuss it and see what's best for the team and, individuals in some cases. But, that's been, you know, as far as a head coach, you know, I have some general knowledge of, the jumps and the other events, but not as much as they do in that area. And that's, nice to have, you know, it's kind of nice to send back, let you coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be stupid as a head coach, not to do that and take advantage of, what they have to offer. You know, at one point, you know, when I coached and I was an assistant and one of the things I didn't like was, you know, if somebody was giving me workouts and here's what I want you to do with the kids and those things. And I would understand that if I didn't have the knowledge, but these guys do, and they get it done.
You know, I think people, if you haven't run track or don't know track and field at all, you don't realize how technical every event is. I mean, whether it's the throws technique, jumps technique, sprinting and distance are completely different technique, hurdle technique. I mean, I you know, people say, oh, you just go out there and run. It's like, well, no, it's not really.
No.
I'm coming out of the blocks. I mean, sprinting form is completely different than distance form. There's a lot that goes into it that people may not realize.
And that's why our coaching staff is outstanding at Galesburg, is all our coaches are very technical. You know, I'm a mid-distance coach, but I know everything there is to know about sprinting and blocks and those things. And you have to be. I mean, to compete in Illinois, if you don't know your stuff, then forget it. I mean, it's a tough state. And if you aren't doing your homework, you just aren't going to do well in Illinois. And that's the thing that's, I believe the new IHSA director said something about that, of how content-specific everybody is. I mean, I never dreamed of when I was younger that, you know, I would be knowing all these different energy systems that we're going to use, and we're going to be doing this to train that energy system and this, that, and the other. It's just not, like you said, go out and run. This is way, way more than that.
I'm guessing one of the really tough things is the work on the relays and handoffs, because again, it's really, really technical, and getting the same kids to work together, you kind of have to get those relay teams set.
Yeah.
But the other thing is tough in a school this size or smaller, and even in the bigger schools, that you've got guys doing multiple events, and you got a lot of your sprinters are jumpers and vice versa, so they're running back and forth. That's tough to get to, because that handoff, it's probably the one thing in track and field that probably should take the most time to work on, but you probably have the least time to work on as Team USA.
I mean, it's really tough to do that. If you've, you know, followed us closely over the years, you know, in order to compete at the state level, we don't have... You know, we have a handful of kids that, you know, can compete at that level. And we ask them to push their bodies to as much as they got. We've had some very well-trained athletes who we ask a lot of, and they've responded to that. And, you know, we've had times where, coach, I don't have any gas left in the tank, and we've had to go alternate routes, and that's the way it works. But, you know, I think training wise, you know, we do some of the best training in the state at our level and those things. Obviously, I don't think that we know everything. You know, there's a lot of great coaches in Illinois and a lot better than myself or us, but we learn from it.
You know, and I think you look at, like, especially a 4x100, people think, well, it's the four fastest guys. No, it's not. There might be a team at the state meet that has an elite guy or two elite guys and two others that are really fast, but it's a lot of times, yeah, you might have that one elite guy, but as long as you've got four guys that have pretty good speed, the handoffs are such an integral part. Yeah. I look back when I was in high school, one, I was always amazed watching Avon. They were really, really good at handoffs. So they had one pretty fast guy. The other guys were of average speed, but the handoffs were so good. They were always very competitive, either winning a 4x1 or really close just because of the handoffs.
Yeah. And I think you'll see that this year from Galesburg High School that, you know, we have some very good speed. But for us, I mean, that's where we can make up is in the handoffs. If we don't nail those things, then we're not going to be in it simply. And over the years, we've had to adjust to that. We've had some, you know, amazingly fast individuals, but if they can't get a handoff, it really doesn't matter. You know, we've had years where we've had some great athletes and weren't able to get the stick around and came back to bite us.
Of course, you had the Invitational last night. What do we have left for the indoor season? Of course, you'll have the big one coming up over at Monmouth.
Here in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. Anything between now and then?
Yeah, we have next weekend will be a big weekend for us. One of our freshmen last night, I think he was pretty excited. We said, you know, you earned a spot in the varsity 4x2 next week. We're going to Champaign to the Armory. At University of Illinois, very top level meet there, run into a lot of suburban schools there. And it'll be a tough one for us. It was last year. And, we put that on the schedule a little bit because of, Josh Eicher going there. And, you know, it'll be nice. The kids get to see him. And I think that's a good tool for us and seeing him, and he knows a lot of our athletes and those things, so that'll be a fun meet for us and challenging meet. Then we go up to Sterling, up to Westwood, that's been there forever.
Have they ever resurfaced that track?
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility in there. They've converted it to, it has in the middle, actually artificial, the turf stuff now, so they can go in there, they can play indoor soccer. You can do football practice in there. Tevin Taylor, a couple years ago, they bought like the top level pole vault, like the elevated runway that goes over the field. It's a nice facility they have up there.
Well, I was going to say the last time I was up there when my son was in school, it just like, boy, this is like really hard now and old. And
yeah, it's finally kind of a rocky look to it, which is a little bit different. It still has that look to it, but that place, you know, that's what is it, the steel mill that used to be there, that that guy paid for that, and they've had it for, I bet it's the 40-50 years there.
Yeah, because I know one of my teammates in high school high jumped up there. I was still playing basketball. He high jumped up there, so that was 1980.
It's been there a long time, and definitely benefited them up there.
So you got that, and then you'll have your meet over at Monmouth College. Yeah. Will that wrap up the indoor season then?
Yeah, unless we have some qualifiers for the indoor top times meet. You know, always the streak indoors, a big one for us over at Monmouth College. We're very blessed that you know, have a great relationship with Coach Haynes over there, and letting us use the facility, and it's a big meet. We put about 700-800 athletes through the meet. It's 40-some schools for an indoor meet when you combine both the boys and the girls. And it's your last chance qualifier is what it is.
Great event. You'll see some great athletes there. And when will outdoor start as far as the first meet?
Right after that.
Okay.
Well. So, I think on that Thursday is the Knox County invite over at Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Coach, thank you as always. Best of luck the rest of the indoor season. Look forward to outdoor, and we'll talk to you again before we get done with the season.
Okay, thanks for having me this morning.
Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. That is Craig Hillier. He is the head boys track and field coach at Galesburg High School here on Galesburg Live. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, Aaron Duke, will join us.